Good morning, everyone. This is Pastors Buck and Nikki Stanley. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We're so glad that you've clicked on to watch a little special thing that God has put in my heart last night. And we're on the beautiful grounds of Glad Tidings of Jacksonville. And it's just a beautiful day. I want you to know this beautiful day that God loves you.
Yes.
Our church service, we had to cancel because of all of our nursing home people are not able to come out. And we just wanted to take this Sunday and just say, let's everybody just worship the Lord. It's a national day of prayer. And what better time to be out here on this lovely deck, this lovely pond on Glad Tidings of Jacksonville property.
Yes.
We love you, and we hope that you'll enjoy worshiping with us.
Yes.
And Pastor Dickie, would you come and open us up with prayer?
I'd love to. Our precious Heavenly Father, how we love you and praise you. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for joining us together as the body of Christ through the internet. It's wonderful, Father, that we can reach so many people with your love. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on that cross and paying the price for our sin, that we might have eternal life. Thank you, Father. We look forward to what you're going to do in our lives, and for your kingdom's sake, might we be good stewards of all that you've put in our hands, Lord. Might we use everything for your glory. Might we shine forth as lights in this dark world. And Father, if there's anyone listening to me that's not sure they are safe eternally, I pray that today your Spirit would tug on their hearts and show them the truth that you, Jesus, are the way, the truth, and the life. And if they'll just turn their hearts over to you, repent of their sins, and be born again, they will know the safety, the assurance, the joy, the love that only you can bring. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This song says, all that thrills my soul is Jesus. And you know, when I was in the world, I used to try to find my thrill on Blueberry Hill. But that didn't work out. But I say this, at 43, and now I'm going on 76, there's just nobody like Jesus, and there's no one that can thrill our soul like him.
Amen.
Amen, Nikki.
Amen.
You think you would get the violin and play a little bit with us?
Sure.
All that thrills my soul is Jesus. That thrills my soul is Jesus. You are more than life to me. And the fairest of 10,000 in my blessed Lord I see. Whatever it takes, that's what God's people does.
Amen.
Because we're thrilled. We're thrilled with Jesus.
Amen.
All play it, honey. Share this with others. Share this with your friends. Hallelujah. Jesus, we get a glimpse of what heaven's going to be like.
Amen.
And we know that we're in troublesome times now, but Jesus is speaking to all of his people. Fear not, little flock, for I am with you.
Amen.
And if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Did the Lord say that if we surrendered our life to him, that we would not have any problems?
No.
Absolutely not. This is a sinful world. And this world, as we know it, one day will be destroyed. But until then, we have the hope of a heavenly home.
We do.
We have hope right now.
Amen.
We have right now. God's word teaches us not to be afraid. But if we will get our heart right with God, and call upon him, he said he would hear from heaven. And he said if we would forsake our wicked ways, that he would heal our land. And that's what we're praying for today. As we have a National Day of Prayer, we know as Christians that prayer is the key to our success.
Amen.
Prayer is the key to our peace of mind.
Amen.
Prayer is the key that we live by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
I want you to know this morning that we can march boldly.
Amen.
And come boldly before his throne of mercy and grace. And we can bring our petitions with him.
Amen.
And Jesus said that if we ask anything in his name, we ask the Father, according to his will, he will do it. And we're praying today for this evil has not come from God. It comes from sin. It comes from Satan. For this coronavirus to be destroyed, to be completely wiped out and dried up, and the families of those that are affected, either with the infection or they're affected by losing a loved one, that you will understand better by and by. I don't have all the answers. The Bible has all the answers, but I don't know the whole Bible. But one day, when we stand before the Lord, He's going to show us that if we will surrender our hearts to Jesus, that all things work together for good to those that love God, who are called according to His purpose.
Amen.
God has a purpose for you and me.
Amen.
And that purpose is not to be sick, to not carry around infectious diseases, but to march in victory. And Amen. When we do have afflictions, when we do have iniquity, when we do have these things that come upon us, we have an advocate with the Father. And His name is Jesus Christ, the Righteous One, the Holy One. And I'm going to get Nikki to sing a little bit of this today. And we're going to give God the glory this morning. He woke us up this morning in our right mind, and He's helping us get on our way. I got the blood running warm in my veins. I've got a song in my heart.
Amen.
Oh, when He woke me up early this morning, I had a song in my heart. And that song is going to play today, tonight, tomorrow, and forever, because we have the victory in the Lord Jesus Christ, the healer, the one that took the stripes upon Him so that you and I could be healed by His stripes. Not now, but we were healed. That's for all eternity.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just thank You. We thank You ahead of time for everyone that's working together to stop the spread of this ungodly disease. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray for our government. We pray for our friends. We pray for our darling ones in nursing homes everywhere.
Amen.
Oh, how it hurts, yes. Lord, for them not to be able to come to church. But this is best. It's best for everyone to use good common sense, and we shall get through this.
Amen.
Right now, sing for us, Nikki.
Search me, oh God.
Search me, oh God.
And know my heart today.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Try me, oh Savior. Know my thoughts, I pray.
Shall wear a crown.
Amen.
Pastor Nikki, I want you to come, and I'd like for you to read some of the scripture today. Let me move this for you, and you can come right there.
Let me first read what the Lord spoke to Solomon. The Lord's word is good throughout the ages. He appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place, the temple that Solomon built. He said, God said, I've chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. Then he said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen.
Amen. Like to expound on this for just a little bit. It says the Lord appeared unto one of the wisest men that has ever been, David's son Solomon. And you know what was a blessing to Solomon is the Lord showed up and said, I've heard your prayer. Now that's what we are praying throughout this land, throughout this country, throughout our world today. We're praying, Lord, hear our prayer. And the Lord came to Solomon and said, I've heard your prayer, and I've chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. You know, if we will, from the very bottom of our heart, if we were surrendered our will to God's will, then when we pray, God will hear. And let me tell you something, God will show up.
Yes, he will.
Now, I saw something, and I've seen many things the last few days on media of negative thoughts and people still carrying the bitterness around. And let me say this with love in my heart, it's time that all of this bitterness and hatred stops. It's time for us to come together. As this land was chosen by God to bless it, this United States of America was founded on biblical principles. Now, whether you're a Christian or not, you, if you're not a Christian, you still live by biblical principles. That's helping one another, loving one another.
Amen.
Doing what you can to make life better for others also than yourself. And that's what we need to do in this country. It's time. You know, it's time for it to stop. And let it stop today. Let it stop right now. And even, it's okay to disagree. Yeah. It's okay. It's okay to do that. That's what makes us a wonderful country. But it's what we do with our disagreements that makes this country what it is. Now, after saying that, let's start praying for the good of everyone.
Amen.
Red, yellow, black, or white. Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever it may be. Let's start praying that we can all come together and agree that this coronavirus is not acceptable. It's not acceptable. We are not going to tolerate it. And we're all going to come together and we're going to pray. We're going to use common sense and we're going to show other countries what people can accomplish when they come together. And in the 14th verse, God says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now, you know, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
So I can't point my finger at you and say I'm better than you and that I'm smarter than you, I'm more holier than you. No, I will say this right now today, that Pastor Buck Stanley will humble himself and he will pray for everybody in this land and all over the world. But we need to take care of home first. And the United States of America is home first to me. And that's why I pray, God, if there be any wicked way in me, if there be any sin in my life, I'm truly sorry. I repent. And I'm asking you that when I pray, that I won't have anything hindering my prayers. And when I pray for this coronavirus to be destroyed and wiped out in the name of Jesus, then, Father, you will hear from heaven and you will heal our land. You'll forgive us of our sin. Oh, my. I'm telling you, I was the chiefest of sinners, and I still sin from time to time. I'm not perfect yet. The things that I want to do, it seems like I don't do, and the things that I don't want to do, it seems like I do, and vice versa. But I know this one thing, that since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my life, that he started changing things in me. Now, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. And you can say that today too. God, I've not been the kind of person that when I pray that you'll hear and answer my prayer. And I've got this sin in my life and I'm asking you to forgive me. And perhaps maybe you are not truly born again of the Spirit of God. Listen, it can happen now. It can happen right now. For you to believe and receive Jesus Christ and his forgiveness, the shedding of his blood, a perfect sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. And then when you repent, you're forgiven. That's gone. I tell people I could never run for office because they could dig up a lot of dirt on me. But you know what? My book is clean in heaven, and that's where it counts. That's where it counts for you also.
Amen.
Jesus has got his arms out right now saying, I want to make a difference in the United States of America. Come unto me. Only Jesus can give us peace in our heart. Jesus said, I bring you a peace that's not of this world. And when he says that I will come and I will comfort you, then that's what we need in our country today. We need some comfort. And you know, Southern comfort ain't going to get it. It's not going to come out of a bottle or out of a pill box. Our comfort is going to come from the one that really knows how to comfort us.
Amen.
God knows how to comfort us. God can help us get through this storm. God can help us, and we can walk through this together. And when we get through it, and this coronavirus is behind us, we can look back and see where we've done it together, looking to the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Jesus can make this happen. Jesus said, come, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If I'm going to be yoked up with anyone, I want that yoke of Jesus Christ around my neck.
Amen.
So that when I stumble and fall, he will carry me like he does. Oh, I thank him today. And I'm asking you from the bottom of my heart, and I believe, I know I have God's heart this morning. Won't you believe and trust in him? God has not given you and I a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So, I mean, we all get afraid from time to time, but we can't carry it with us. If we carry the fear around, the Bible says that fear brings torment. And right now, the United States of America and all across the world, we're in torment because there's such a fear that has gripped everybody. I want to see Jesus glorified in my Father through all of this.
Amen.
Let's look, try to look and find something good that's happening around us and thank God for it. Thank God for the valleys. Thank God for the mountaintops, because we need both the valley and the mountaintop. We need both the sunshine and the rain. The storms in our life, the storms will pass, and it's whether we are looking to the one that controls the storm.
Amen.
That's what's going to matter. Sometimes God calms a storm. Sometimes he calms us in the middle of the storm.
Amen.
And I'm reaching out to brothers and sisters all over this world. I'm reaching out to you, and let's do this together. Let's do this together. Let's look to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's love people, and let's do what we can to show them that we have something the world can't offer them. The world can't offer us security.
No.
Oh, we can have a false sense of security. But I want to tell you, let's get the real test today.
Amen.
Oh, I thank God that we have these tests, and all the people are come together up in Washington to help get rid of this thing. But let's take the real test. Do we have the real thing?
Amen.
Do we have the real thing? Are we going to be an example to the rest of the world? We don't have to beat anybody over the head with the Word of God. We need to live the Word of God.
Amen.
We need to live, walk, and talk, and show other people that we do have faith in the Almighty Creator, the one that knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb.
Amen.
I'm saying this to you today because I feel the Spirit of a living God inside of me saying, we shall overcome.
Amen.
We shall overcome. And how we overcome is turning to God and staying with God.
Amen.
Staying with God when the sun's shining, staying with him when it's raining. The storms of life come, most people turn to God. But let's give him glory. Let's give him praise. When
yes.
the good things are happening, let's give him the glory and the praise. I have nothing unless I'm connected to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm the vine, you are the branches.
Amen.
And you can do no good apart from him. That's why we're asking today in prayer, let's get connected to the vine. Let's
Amen.
Get reconnected to the
yes,
vine.
Yes.
And let's draw our source from God Almighty.
Amen.
Let's draw our source.
Yes.
He will give the people that is trying to come up with an antidote to this horrible stuff. He will give them wisdom. We
yes,
get connected
will.
To the vine. He can even dry it up and we'll never see it again.
Amen.
He can do it in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Our
yes.
God spoke this whole world into existence.
Amen.
Our God spoke and hung the stars and everything out there for us to enjoy. But we know that sin came into the world and has ruined everything.
Yes.
But we're not ruined.
No.
We're not ruined. No. We have a treasure in this earthen vessel if we have Jesus Christ in our life.
Amen.
So I implore you today. I beg of you. First of all, if you want God to hear your prayer, you've got to ask Him for forgiveness of sin. Because right here in 2 Chronicles, the Bible says that if we repent, and if we repent and turn from our wicked ways, that God will hear and forgive our sin and heal our land. God, we need our land healed. We need you.
Amen.
Help
yes,
us,
we
Lord.
Do.
And Father, if there be one that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Savior today, I want to ask you, what have you got to lose by testing and trying Jesus Christ? What have you got to lose? You've got everything to gain. The Lord's return is shorter than we think.
Yes, it is.
And I'm not preaching a doomsday message. I'm preaching a message of hope. He's coming soon, and I want to be ready. I want to see you be ready. Oh, I know that you can do it right now. I know that you can ask the Lord to come into your heart. I know that you, if you're a Christian and you've backslid and you're back in the world, I know that you can come back. Father God's got His arms wide open. Would you come to Him today? Would you come to Him today? That's my prayer today. That's why we set up our equipment out here in this beautiful sunshiny morning. I felt the power of the Spirit ever since last night when we decided to do this. I look over this way and I see our church. I see Pastor Chris's buses sitting, and it breaks my heart. But I know that we're going to be a better church, and your church is going to be a better church if we'll turn to God right now.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Can we say yes, Lord? Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. We will overcome this coronavirus. We will overcome sin itself.
Yes.
We are more than overcomers.
Amen.
Through Christ Jesus, who gave His precious body to us.
Amen.
He gave
Thank
Himself.
You,
He gave all He had.
Yes.
The Son of the living God.
Yes.
So that we might be restored with our God.
Amen.
Would you sing, Nikki?
I've wasted many precious years.
Won't you
now
come?
I'm coming. Oh,
won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come?
I now repent with bitter tears.
Oh, won't you come? Won't you
Lord,
come? For you to sing a song for us.
All right. Well, this is from Psalm 91.
Psalm 91?
Yes, it's called In the Shadow of Your Wings.
Why don't you sing that for us?
All right.
Lord, we thank you for this wonderful, special time with our friends, with those that we don't even know. We thank you for this special time. Oh, hide us now in the shadow of your wings. Oh God, oh God, oh God.
I will dwell in the shadow of your wings.
Oh yeah.
I will know of the peace your
Shut up.